Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I do right by Jimmy?
You did awesome, dude. That was a home run from Joe DeCamera right there.
Just want to make sure. Good morning, everyone. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Busy day, big day. Eagles getting ready for the Rams. By the way, we'll talk later in the program to Ross Tucker, Mike Quick, and Ron Jaworski. So a lot happening. Also, your chance to weigh in on the Phillies who just keep winning. Sanchez not at his best last night, but he lengthened out as that game went on and pitched certainly good enough for the Phillies to win as the bats came alive in two different innings, and the Phillies got it done again in L.A. All right, let's talk some football with our next guest. Now, let me tell you this. AMA, which we normally do at this time, we're going to do a little bit later today, probably around 720, 725 AMA. So get those questions in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with our show in addition to the regular phone line, AMA, later this hour. All right, Shield Kapadia. Right now, and of course, Shield does absolutely phenomenal work with the Ringer. He joins us every Wednesday morning. Good morning, Shield.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
So, Shield, a ton to get into. And, you know, you have reviewed the tape of the game and obviously the first two games. So let's do a dive on the Eagles' offense. And I'm going to tee up for you the Twitter poll question of the day. And I'm curious what the film tells you about some of the Eagles' struggles on offense. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2026 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer. Starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Sheila, our poll question is, the biggest issue with the Eagles' offense is, fill in the blank, A, Jalen Hurts, B, Kevin Petullo. That obviously means the transition to a new coordinator and how he's doing. C, sluggishness with limited training camp preparation. Or D, something else. What would be your, based on the film, what does the film tell you the right answer to that is?
Yeah, I would say D. I don't think it's Jalen Hurts. I don't think it's that they're sluggish. I think schematically what you see is that this is just a passing game. They don't run a high volume of different types of plays or different types of concepts. They really rely on the same ones. And when you're an offense like that, you really got to dress it up differently, whether it's different motions or different shifts or personnel groupings, or you got to have those little wrinkles and those change-ups.
Well, Shil, isn't that a Petullo answer? I'm sorry to cut you off, but doesn't that mean Petullo?
The head coach is there also, you know? So it is a coaching, to me, it's a coaching schematic issue. It's not that it's totally different than last year. And there's also stuff we don't know. What does Jalen Hurts prefer? Are there things he prefers to do as well? So that's been the ongoing question we've had for a long time. But the bottom line is, the opponents the first 2 weeks have had a beat on what they're doing in the passing game, and there's been a lot of stuff covered up, and there haven't been enough answers. So that, to me, would be the biggest issue. And they've had two passing plays of over 20 yards in two games. That's the lowest in the NFL. And so that's got to change pretty soon here.
It just feels so predictable, Sheil.
Correct.
Does it look predictable to you? And if that's the case, what does Petullo need to do to fix that?
Yeah, they've got to look at some of their tendencies right now in terms of predictability. I mean, when they have two tight ends on the field, they're running the football like over 90% of the time right now. And if I know that, opponents know that. You know, there's other stuff like that you look at just when they're under center. I think every under center play so far this season, except for one,
except for the first one.
So yeah. Where is the, you know, so what they've done? They're trying to get in these big formations with tight ends, but they're running the ball out of them. I would like to see, hey, well, how about let's get under center and run a play action out of that? So it's just breaking some tendencies, being less predictable. I know Kevin Petullo acknowledged those things yesterday in his press conference, so let's see what it looks like Sunday against the Rams.
Kiel Kapadia with us here on WIP. Shield, do you notice any drop-off in Saquon? Too early to know or not?
No, I think the run game has been efficient, not explosive, and so I think those will come. So, yeah, no, there was a play that last drive they had, that 9-yard run, Chris Jones gets in the backfield, and Saquon still turns it into a 9-yard run on that play, where that play could potentially be dead. So, no, I haven't noticed a drop-off with him. Let's see if the more explosive runs start to come here.
Are we developing a new identity defensively now, Shiel? I know it's early, but it feels like, holy cow, we're blitzing and we're sending these linebackers, and it's just active and exciting. Am I too early with this, and should I calm down?
Well, I don't know if it's a 1-week thing or an actual change, but what a cool game plan from Vic Fangio. I mean, Eagles, it's just in the Super Bowl, they don't blitz one time, and they play zone coverage the entire game. And he could have come out in week two and said, all right, it worked last time. You know, we've got better players. Let's do the same thing. He doesn't do that. He comes out and he says, we're going to play man coverage almost more than he ever has as the Eagles coordinator. He said, we're going to blitz and be aggressive because they're going to not be expecting us to do that. That's not what I typically do. And so it's almost the opposite of what I mentioned with the offense, is that Fangio is working to make life hard on the opponent every single week, and it was a joy to watch. I mean, they were generating free rushers, and they were getting after Patrick Mahomes, and it was just such a cool changeup from Vic Fangio that he's done now pretty much every week for what, since week five of last season. There are times where he says, hey, we can just do what we do, and we're better, but then when you face the great quarterbacks, that's not a great way to play. You got to have some wrinkles. You got to create some uncertainty. And he did that brilliantly in this game.
So when you watch the film, Shiel, we know that Makuba is a ball hawk. We know that Andrew Makuba does the little things, and he's got a knack for making plays. But what does he do that puts him in such prime position to be around the ball and to take the ball away? We used to just fantasize about this concept. How do we get the ball back? Well, it's like you just bring Andrew Makuba in and he'll go get the ball and score with it.
Yeah, there's obviously, going to be some randomness with that stuff, but I think just being in the right place at the right time, on that interception, Jalen Carter had a great pass rush that kind of forced Patrick Mahomes to get rid of the ball pretty quickly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Travis Kelce doesn't have his head around in time, bounces off his hands, and Makuba has an interception. But I'll tell you what, that was Makuba's most impactful play of the game. But just in terms of film, he had one earlier where it was third and one. If you remember that fourth down stop the Eagles had on third down before that, they're running a crossing route where he has to fight through traffic. He's got to keep up with Hollywood Brown, and then he's got to make a big tackle to get him short of the sticks. And I thought that was his best play of the entire game. That set up the big fourth down stop from Nolan Smith. So, yeah, there's going to be some ups and downs with rookies. But through 2 weeks, he's had quite a few ups where I say I'm pretty bullish on this guy once he figures it all out.
Shields, get a little preview of Sunday, Eagles-Rams. Pretty solid, real solid week three game. How are the Rams better than last year? How good are they?
Yeah, they're better than last year because they added Devontae Adams. And last year with Puka Nacua, and they didn't have another option in the passing game that was really good. Now they've got two guys. I think Puka Nacua is a top five wide receiver, And Davante Adams is still fantastic at this stage of his career. So this is a team where if you caught him in week 11 or 12, maybe Stafford's dealing with some injuries. He's 37 years old. But getting him in week 3 here with all those guys healthy, it's going to be a real challenge for the Eagles defense. It's going to be a challenge for Adoree Jackson. And so I think the Eagles can run the football against them. And I think the Eagles are obviously favored in the game. But there's no doubt this is a formidable opponent at this stage of the season.
Hey, Shiel, nice work, bud. We look forward in the coming months talking a ton of Eagles football with you. And in the coming weeks, Philly's playoff baseball, because we know no one gets more Philly'd up than you. So, you know.
Listen, I couldn't stay up last night, but now you can catch all the highlights in 11 minutes. I just watched every at-bat. I'm fired up. I'm ready for the playoffs to start tomorrow.
You got it, my man. Shiel, stay well, pal. We'll talk.
Take care, guys.
All right, there is Shiel Kapadia. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, some really interesting data on the tush push. ESPN with an article yesterday. I'm going to break it down for you. Fascinating stuff. We'll talk to Ross Tucker about that and more. Ross at 7:30 with us. 8 o'clock, your chance to hear a name. And with that name, you can win tickets on Friday's show to the Eagles-Rams game. So be listening at 8. Plus a very anti tush push. By a well-known national sports figure. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls and all these topics on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino as they get you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. You know, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, they will unlock for you $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. That's an amazing opportunity. That's what you get with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. Whether it's player props, point spreads, over-unders, whatever it may be, parlays, it's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. That Philly and LA game we were just talking about, not baseball, but football, up ahead in 4 days. You can certainly weigh in on that. By the way, you can weigh in on baseball as well, as Philly and LA play a baseball game tonight. All the sports, all the games, all the leagues, all available for you to win at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.